Well, good morning. Good to see you. 6 weeks we've been talking about prayer. We thought it was really important as a church that we look at prayer at the beginning of the year. God has been really speaking to us through that. I thought, how do I finish off this series this morning? You know, we live in a generation, don't we, where we're kind of, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook and all of that. And we have this flicking scroll through thing, don't they, people do on their phones. So, and you kind of just keep going, another story, and you forget what you've looked at kind of 2 minutes ago because you're flicking on to everything else. So I thought actually really important just to recap on what we've actually been saying over the last 5 weeks. For those of you who haven't been here, it might be quite useful for you. It's only a very brief recap, and obviously I'd encourage you to listen to their talks if you haven't done so you can get a feel of what God's been saying to us. But it's really important we ask, you know, has God been speaking? Has he? What's he been saying to us? Has he been answering our questions about prayer? About ourselves in prayer? Have I been actually listening to what's been said? Have I been listening to what God has been saying to me through it? I'm going to be looking a bit later about the importance of prayer. And I've called this morning, devote yourselves to prayer, which is obviously one of the encouragements that Paul gave to one of his churches. So we're going to be looking at later the importance of prayer. But I've asked five willing volunteers to share this morning, because I just felt it's really important that it's real, that we can talk and talk. It can only be only talk. But unless we experience, unless we do, then it makes no difference. So they're going to come and just share. And I've been very open, just very briefly, I've said as well, because there's five of them, to come and share something about what God has done for them through prayer, what God has said to them through prayer, what their experience has been of prayer. It can be any aspect, I said, but make it real for yourself and personal. And we can listen to their stories. And we can see what God says to us through them. So very quickly, and first of all, the first slide, please. First week, Bill spoke. And he was talking about context a lot. And he introduced us to our reference verse in 1 Chronicles 7:14. Let's read it together, shall we, just to remind ourselves. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Bill was obviously telling us a story about the dedication of the temple and about Solomon, and how we mustn't take this verse out of context. And he was going back, I think, 700 years to when God started with the context of this verse about Israel and about the promises he made to them. And he said how important that even in our prayers we keep things in context. Because if we don't keep things in context, they become a pretext, which means something that we want it to mean and not the intended meaning. So that was really interesting. It's really important. The whole, when you read the Bible, context is really important. But he spoke about Solomon and how the Chronicles Bible passage started first with a personal you to Solomon. So God didn't start talking to the whole of Israel first. He started talking to Solomon. And Solomon had to do personal business with God before he came out. And the corporate you came in. And Bill reminded us that that is always where it starts. The starting point in prayer is always doing personal business with God yourself. Getting your heart right, getting your mind right, and in that place to hear. Then he concluded his talk with, if you will, I will. If you do, I do. If you can't, I can. But if you just won't, then I don't. In other words, things are not self-fulfilling. It doesn't just happen. Our obedience in humbling ourselves and actually praying and doing it and seeking God's face and turning from our wicked ways, they are what God requires of us. If we want God to do, then we must pray, was really what Bill was saying. If we want God to do things in our lives, in our land, in our church, wherever, then we must pray. I'm going to ask Chris to come, and she's just going to share.
Good morning, everybody. John has asked me to just share with you what prayer means to me. So I've written it down because I'm very nervous and it makes life easier. I don't remember a time that I did not pray. Thanks to my wonderful nanny, who began praying with me from a very early age, bedtime stories and prayers, this never left me through my childhood, my teenage years, and my adulthood, enabling me to be, firstly, grateful and thankful. Secondly, comforted when there was loss, and there was a lot of loss in my young life. And also covering my fears, my dismay, my disappointment. He was there, he understood. He covered me and protected me along the way, and I knew this. I could take all these to God and the Lord Jesus. Recently, I have been very aware that God's plan for us all is so much greater than I realized. Amazingly, God wants to be our Heavenly Father on a daily basis. Jesus came and showed us the way. Having a Heavenly Father means we are His child. He loves us. Wow. I knew this already. But recently it's blown me away that this lifeline was created. So if we are willing, we can spend time with our Heavenly Father daily, instantly, when we wish to. Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Duncan. Next slide, please. Duncan spoke a lot about a lot of stuff and lots of passages, as Duncan does. But when I said to Duncan, Duncan, what's the most important, if you've had to name one thing that you thought God was really saying to us through your talk, what would it be that if you had to strip everything else away? And he did say things like, why do you think there's so many hang-ups about prayer in his talk? In other words, the way we pray, praying in front of others, is God even going to answer my prayer? Why do we find it difficult to wait for the answer to prayer? There's loads of things came out of Duncan's talk. But the most important thing that Duncan thought that God wanted to communicate with us in his talk was that God wanted us to know that sometimes the answer to our prayers is a no. And we need to accept that. And he quoted from 2 Corinthians 7:12-9. Which is a prayer, which is what Paul says. He says, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Do you notice that? Paul pleaded three times in prayer for God to take away this thing that to him was bad. It was a thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan. And did God take it away? Mm-mm. You know, God knew better than Paul what Paul needed. And it's the same with us. God will answer our prayers. That's his promise. But it just may not be what we want or expect. And it may be a no. I'm going to ask Ruth to come.
In relation to prayer, I'm on a journey. And using some of Paul's words, I would not claim to have got there, but I'm wanting to learn more. Prayer for me is being conscious of being in the presence of God during the everyday. And that could be any time, it could be when I'm writing an email, when I'm meeting a parent or a young person, when I'm at church, driving in the car, when I'm walking in the forest. Oh, bliss. being aware of who I am in those times. I'm loved, vulnerable, a daughter, weak, in need, imperfect, thankful. But also being aware of who God is, holy, my Heavenly Father, Creator, loving, my Saviour, Shepherd, my Judge, forgiving, powerful, my Healer. Prayer for me is also, so it's in the everyday, and at times it could be in a meeting as well. But being conscious of God's presence in those situations. Prayer for me is also deliberately setting aside time with God. And it's usually early in the mornings. At night time, I just fall asleep. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lord. This is vital for me, whether I'm on holiday, staying with the family. It usually means getting up before everybody else. This includes spending time reading God's word, using some Bible notes. This has to be a hard copy for me. Sorry, you techies. Has to be a hard copy, because I don't want to be dependent on the availability of the internet. So whether it's in the everyday activities or my early morning time with God, it's an opportunity to listen, having a heart that is open to hear, to respond to him, open to let go of things that are hindering and preventing me from moving on. It's an opportunity to talk to him about everything that is on my heart at that time. Feelings, concerns, requests for direction, equipping and provision. He already knows, but he wants me to bring them to him. He wants me to ask them, to ask about them. It's an opportunity to worship as well. My time with God in prayer feeds my soul, my mind and body. And as I've said, I'm still learning, and there is much more to learn, and hopefully I'm growing in prayer.